discussion that everyone has had on bylaws over the months, but to give people an opportunity to speak to the listeners. So if there's something that you want to speak to that will help to inform them, that would be very helpful.
Well, I think my main contribution is to tell them that they can be particularly well-informed about what's been going on if they come to tomorrow's meeting.
Well, we certainly have mentioned that about five times, and we want to thank you for echoing it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, but I do think it's worth that to give people an update by straw polls. Straw polls might have been taken because at some point earlier in the meeting that there was a majority of people who could come to those meetings. And that, you know, I would much rather see the minutes of the meetings as opposed to a series of straw polls by what might have at that point constituted a majority of people that were had the ability to go to these meetings. You know, one of the things that was said a little earlier by Patty was that, you know, she hadn't seen me at any of those meetings. Well, you know, there are so many meetings that we now have to go to. There are meetings that I have with producers. There's the program council. There's the search committee. There are program evaluations. There are lab meetings. You know, just a whole host of meetings. There are staff meetings that people have to go to. And you can't judge folks. I mean, are you going to say that because listeners have not attended any of those meetings that they're not entitled to have an opinion
at any point.
Participate. Right. That's part of what we're trying to work out, that people have rights, that there are people, you know, in the community, listeners, have rights, and they have a right to be involved. They have a right to have their say, and not just those who can
right.
go to all the meetings.
Right, and they have a right to have their say, you know, although I don't think it's going to happen, without people, you know, jumping on them, criticizing them, saying something negative. An opinion is an opinion, you know. It's part of the discussion. And, you know, one of the things that I've seen occur, and I've not, you know, been on this side of the mic at WBAI for very long, is that people can't talk without somebody screaming at them and criticizing them. You know, that's not, you know, a thoughtful, progressive process. And it is also not a process in which people want to spend a lot of time. So, you know, we are encouraging people to participate and in part to change that kind of behavior that has been going on.
Yeah, let the ideas clash. But you don't have to knock people down in order to let the ideas clash. You're listening to WBAI in New York. It is now 4:03. This is Talk Back. Hugh Hamilton is on vacation, and he'll be back in about 2 weeks. My name is Vernon White. I'm here with Io Harrington, and we'll be back right after this.
it never seemed as bad. To me came this melody, so I tried to put in words how I feel. Tomorrow will be for you and me.
Chairman of the WBAI Local Advisory Board. The WBAI Local Advisory Board meetings are held monthly. For time and location, call our new voicemail number, 212-209-2919. As you know, the recent Pacifica settlement calls for a revision of the Pacifica bylaws and the election of local advisory board for our listeners' signal areas. If you would like information pertaining to the WBAI Local Advisory Board or the bylaws and the election committee, please call our voicemail at 212-209-2919 and leave your name and your number. Someone will return your call or write us at Box 954, Colonial Park Station, New York, New York, 10039.
As WBAI moves into the home stretch of our fiscal year, we thank all the listeners who became members of the station in record numbers during our August Summer Fund membership drive. This is Valerie Venice, the General Manager of WBAI, inviting you to join us for a report to the listeners on Wednesday, August 28th at 8 a.m. We have lots to discuss about the promises made, the work done, and the road ahead for this beloved institution in community broadcasting. So join us Wednesday, August 28th at 8 a.m. for the WBAI Report to the Listeners. And once again, our many thanks.
Well, hopefully you'll tune in for that this coming Wednesday. It is 4:09. This is Talk Back. My name is Bernard White here with Io Harrington, and we were taking your phone calls, getting some of your opinions about the upcoming bylaws, trying to stimulate you actually to get involved in the process, to come out to the meetings, to hear what's going on, because these bylaws are very important. They determine what role you will play, or if you will play a role at all, in the decision-making process of this institution. So let's see here. BAI, you're on the air.
Oh, good afternoon, brother and sister.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
Well, thank you for having this discussion, because this is James from Manhattan. I've been listening, fortunately been in a position to listen to just about every public broadcast on these bylaws, and one of my major criticisms was that one begins to collect the sense that when these things are discussed, there's more posturing for power involved than really revealing the progress of where these various committees are, so that a show that permits the listener, you're talking about listeners' empowerment, where you have to listen to the listeners first.
Right.
And unfortunately, that just has not been the case. I mean, in the first half hour, you took more calls than I've heard on 2 hours on some of the other broadcasts, because there's this constant tension, which we as listeners perceive. But having said that, I'm glad that, and I hope that the format in the future for discussion of this nature will be to leave 50% of the time at a minimum to the listeners to input. That just has not been happening with these other ones. And
yeah,
if that doesn't happen, we don't want to hear this sham about, you talk about a sham, we don't want to hear a sham about listener participation if every time there's a two-hour meeting, five people get through. You know, that's just the rules that we're too intelligent not to perceive. And so when you have a show like this, and listeners are given an opportunity at least for an hour of a two-hour show to input, that's a very small part of listener participation to even grant, you know, given the fact that some people may, for instance, be incapacitated, can't get to these meetings. I think the point is well made, and I made it months ago, that they're not dispersed throughout the city. And all I get, the only response I get is, well, can you find us a place that's free? No, I can't find you a place that's free. You get out and find a place that's free. There are churches in Harlem that would grant you these privileges anytime, and all over the Bronx. So I don't want to hear the fact that we can't get this, take this discourse to the community that supports us. But another thing that concerns me is that there's this notion, which I think is in part somewhat crippled, about we're moving toward a democratic structure here. When we really analyze what we have in Pacifica, we have one major board and five local boards. Now, that suggests to me, in most democracies, you have three branches. You have something that's legislative, something that's executive, and something that is somewhat quasi-judicial. Those are three branches. I don't see how that has been transformed by any of the models. And I know myself, last June, just so that some people know that if you're going to make a criticism, you should participate, I submitted an amendment, proposed amendment to the bylaws, calling for a listener's caucus or a listener's assembly, which would permit the listeners on an ongoing basis, being in financial good standing, to be able to participate and keep a check and balance on the local board and an interface with the local board to see that listeners' views, not just every time we want to raise money, mm-hmm. but on an ongoing basis, concurrent with the activities of the national board and the local boards, we have a standing participatory role to be defined once the details are hammered out. I haven't heard a thing about that since. That's another thing that incenses me. I've never heard a single listener proposal read out over the air. All we have really heard is posturing. And time is so precious that if they can't get over the posturing, you can't get to that structure. We don't really want to talk about having a democratic organization. What it seems that people are opting for is one narrow slice of what democracy is in totality, and that is electoral democracy. But that is a strand of it. We must have a democratic atmosphere to work in, and we must have a check and balance on power and the preservation of the principles upon which this organization was founded and must grow. And lastly, the judicial wing of this particular listener participation ought to be a national listeners arbitration board, so we can handle our disputes within a forum that all who participate agree to. And that's the way you empower listeners, not just, you know, the money is one thing. They'll give you the money. But the participation can't just be running out a couple of elections and supporting people no matter what's going on in your life. If you will peg this listener's caucus or listener's assembly in every signal area to work closely with the board and have the responsibility for intaking good ideas and changes and putting those to the board, which is supposed to be elected by the people anyway. But the thing that's missing here is that once the election's over, there's no real permanent structure for the listeners to be in. So I'd like to know just what happened to those amendments. I took 3 days of my time last June just to make a contribution that way because I could not get to all the meetings. It just wasn't possible with my schedule. And the bottom line is we're not hearing that read out. Instead, as I say, we're hearing this constant power posturing. And that's precisely the way it's coming over. But if that's where we're going, let's talk about a true democracy in fact. Let's not talk about one little slice, and let's not talk about setting up a structure which is executive heavy. This structure is nothing more than six boards, and I'm not comfortable with that at all. So I think we need a permanent, ongoing entity. So rather than just say it on the phone, individuals try to do something about it, write it, rush it in, fax it to where it's supposed to be, nothing. Nothing. So as far as I'm concerned, I just don't know where we're going with this, but one thing's for certain, we're bantering around a lot of terms that don't exist in either model because the whole structure is not diverse enough and the dependency of listener participation in a functional and non-destructive way has not been inbuilt. Now, if you're going to consider ideas like that, fine, then we're talking about a democratic organization, not a democratic process. I mean, we can all, there are a lot of countries in this world that go and are able to vote, but they don't live a democratic life. If we want democracy to flourish, if we want the values upon which this organization was founded and will indeed grow, then we have to think about a structure that is far more reformed than basically an executive branch. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Okay, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brother James, who generally has some really good things to say. I think that your model, since it did not, that it wasn't an entire rewriting of the bylaws, kind of fell to the side. Yours was an amendment to the bylaws that I thought was a very important amendment because I did get an opportunity to read it. But I agree with you wholeheartedly that there needs to be some innovative ideas, that there's a very shallow understanding of democracy that's being forced on others. How do you guarantee that there's going to be a democratic structure as opposed to just having a democratic process? There are many a dictator that winds up benefiting from a democratic process, but they don't feed into a democratic structure, so the people wind up still being oppressed. But thank you very much for that.
Absolutely. I was very impressed with many of the comments that the brother made, particularly the idea of a kind of like a delegate assembly where you actually, I hate to use the word again, but I'm going to use it anyway, you put structure to the manner in which people can participate on an ongoing basis. It doesn't limit them necessarily, but it provides them with a voice, or it provides them with a place for being updated about what's going on and the ability to give their opinion about how things should move forward. And that might not be everything. It might only be some things. But I don't think that that's a bad idea at all. I hope that we have some other people who will be calling us with good recommendations about what should be included in the bylaws.
The ideas are out there. People have good ideas. And there are many people who come from poor communities that work primarily with not-for-profit organizations that had to be very innovative in structuring these organizations in order for them to survive. The knowledge doesn't always wind up in the well-heeled community. Maybe these people can't fly around the country to go to the national board meeting.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean that they're any less intelligent than the people who can afford it or who can attend the meeting.
That's right. And we have a lot of people who are becoming members who are currently incarcerated. They have something to say about how things will be developed. They may not be able to be there on the day that, let's say, a final vote takes place. We have to structure into the bylaws the manner in which their vote will be counted in the process.
I think that's excellent. They have a right to, they're members of the station. They have a right to have input. Okay. BAI, you're on the air.
Yes, good day, everybody. I'm Bernard, and my dear friend, this lady, O.J. Harrington, or was this?
I.O.
I.O. Harrington. All right.
I don't want to go there.
I.O. Harrington.
I.O. is an I and as yo.
Yeah, because
and put it together as I.O. and it means joy. It is
joy.
A short for Ayodele, which means joy enters the house. It is
all right.
Very Nigerian.
Good. Now,
Yoruba.
I am probably considered to be a bothersome person, you know, somebody, but I'm not going to be that way. I can only tell you that it's not just the bylaws that need to be considered, mm-hmm. but even the laws of the station, shall we say, the on-air laws. First of all, everybody is a listener, even though some of the broadcasters on the station who do wonderful programs may tell you that they listen to jazz stations and so on and don't listen to any of the other stuff on the air here on WBAI. And they have every freedom that, you know, one could give them. But and sometimes you do need a break, and although we certainly have enough jazz on WBA. Not enough, because there's never enough. But we do have a good portion of jazz and folk music and you name it. But, of course, I listen all the time, so I'm a well-balanced person compared to most people. As a matter of fact, I was surprised when I was listening to Gary Noel to hear him go into his thesis, which unfortunately I can't concur upon entirely. He seems to have an axe to grind and a certain position, and he's entitled to his position, but I am entitled to say, Gary, please.
Which Gary was that?
Gary Noel.
Okay,
Gary
all
Noel.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
sorry
Gary
about
Noel.
That.
He
ahead.
Was on at noon uh-huh. in his usual time, and then I don't know if Bernard knows this, that he went on to his you know the station, Bernard, because mm-hmm. you're program directing. But one of the stations, 1601 or whatever it is, way down the line, on an AM station, and continued the his statements, trying to sort of say that, shall we say, the dissenting people who were calling themselves the Concerned Friends, of which I was one, Concerned Friends of WBAI, that we were really a bunch of very unmannered people. That we didn't have the best interests of justice and so forth. And, of course, I feel that, as I started my statement, I feel that what goes on in the air is not carefully listened to. You know, Bernard says, pay close attention. And I say, don't pay close attention. Pay closest, even impossibly close. Even, you know, you can't even pay close enough attention. My point is that when you have a program director who's also doing the morning show and working too hard, he's wearing himself to a frazzle, right, Bernard? He can't get to these bylaw meetings because he's at other meetings that he's overseeing. The point is, and I'm not critical because I don't get to these meetings either because I'm a write-in candidate. I want you to know that if I haven't displayed the finest qualities of the Lou Hill mission, of the WBAI mission, of the Pacifica mission to everyone in
earshot.
What?
You have to get to the point. There
the
a lot
point
of
is that for you to say that you don't know who these people are who are having birthdays and then not name them and then say, because I don't know them, you don't know them, that's not right. And then for Al Lewis to tell me, Monroe, there is no free speech on my show. And then he repeated it.
Okay.
And he's not losing his mind. He's not senile. I've heard him numerous times.
Thank
he was down at the
Faculty
Convention.
I got one thing out of what you said, and this is my first time dialoguing with you,
uh-huh.
Even though you called me O.J., which I will not forget. But the one thing I got out of what you were saying was that there needs to be I got the impression that you might not even come to a final vote.
Well,
on
I'm
the
asking
bylaws,
people to get behind a person, but I'm against the benevolent despots, but that's what it's
okay.
getting to.
Okay.
That's what it's
got
getting
it.
To, that the person who leads the station, whoever that person is elected to be, has to really care and has to be willing to burn the midnight oil and take catnaps, and so then people will revile them, man or woman, and say, what kind of a person is that falls asleep
okay.
in a
all
meeting?
Right. Okay, but also that yeah. person, whoever it is, and whether it's a station, you know, or whatever, some other entity, has to have the support necessary in terms of people and
right.
work that is assigned.
Well, what can you
and
do?
That's what part of this bylaw
yeah, but it's
is
getting
about.
To be.
So, thank you very
I'd
much.
Say this to you. Hello?
Okay.
It's getting to be a nepotistic thing where a person speaks the truth like Patty Heffley did, and she's reviled. And then I say something this, and it's completely bypassed. I don't see a burnout saying, well, we have to have you head-to-head with Al Lewis about what he said to you in discussing Mayor Bloomberg's comment that he smoked pot and enjoyed it. So I say this to you.
In closing,
I'm going to wish everybody the best. And then Reverend James was even tougher than I thought he'd ever be.
And on the bylaw topic.
No, he doesn't have anything to say about that. BAI, you're on the air. You're going to have to turn down your radio. We're getting a little feedback. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Bernard, how are you?
Okay,
I.O. Harrington.
Hi.
Former head of the teachers.
Not teachers.
Parents Association.
That's right. United Parents Association. Hi.
And I'm sorry you're not there anymore.
Oh, so am I. Thanks a lot. Who are we talking to?
This is Adam from New York.
Hey, Adam.
I just wanted to say that I don't know everything that's going on, but is there some sort of system change that's about to occur with the Pacifica stations?
Yes, that's what the bylaws discussion is all about, and it is a result of, I think some of the callers who've called in today have made it very clear. There was no accountability of the national board. By stations, and the national board was making decisions on behalf of stations and the membership, the listening community, without proper kind of input. And as a result, a legal decision was rendered that the bylaws had to be changed in order to reflect the rights of the station and the roles of the individuals involved and much more. And there might be someone out there who could articulate it much better than I, but the bottom line of it is that the bylaws process and the details that end up in the bylaws is what is going to determine what the structure of Pacifica looks like.
And I just wanted to ask a question. Do the stations have, I know that most of the stations are not for profit, but I was wondering if they share the expense, such as like if a baseball team is going under, Major League Baseball has revenue sharing, but which, you know, I don't care about, but I'm just using it as an example. Is there revenue sharing or upkeep shared with the stations doing better?
At various times there's been individual stations that have gotten in trouble. In fact, all of us at some point have gotten into trouble. And what happens is that the other stations, the revenue from the other stations help to bail us out of trouble. Sometimes it's a loan, sometimes it's a gift.
Well, I just want to say I'm a big supporter. I'll let more callers come on. I just want to ask Bernard one favor.
Uh-oh.
In the morning, when Amy is on with you between 7 and 8,
yeah,
you don't take phone calls. And there's so many times where I'm getting ready to go to work, and I hear such great dialogue between the two of you or Robert and I, and whoever else you have as a guest from the Middle East or wherever. It would be great to take a few calls during that time when Amy is available, because usually the calls are between 5 and 7, right? So I'm just saying, if you can, it would be great to have some calls between 7 and 8 also.
Well, we're having such fun. I didn't know what I wanted to share. Having a good time.
Well, Bernard,
okay,
I hope you're always involved.
Okay, thank you.
And I.O. Harrington, great to hear you.
Thank you. Great to hear you.
Well,
okay. B.A.I., you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I have two questions. One, a long-time listener. Who is the owner of all the stations?
There is no owner. It's a non-profit organization.
So then Lou Hill's son, what does he do at all? Does he represent anything? Does he own anything? Or?
No, he doesn't own anything. He's part of the history of this institution, but he's a professor at in the Midwest.
So the stations are like foundations or something? Like
not really foundations. There are a lot of ways to be incorporated. You can be nonprofit organization is not owned by anyone. It's made up of a board that's elected. The board determines, usually the programs and the efforts and events that the organization is involved in. In this case, we're talking about a radio station, but nobody owns it. So, for example, if it didn't exist anymore after tomorrow, no individual could take the money out of the bank or take the assets and otherwise use them for personal gain. There is a federal law that determines what happens, for example, when a nonprofit goes out of business and how the assets, you know, are disposed of. So, that it's not owned by an individual.
All right. Mr. Hill started these things. Now, did he have them as a nonprofit while he was still alive, or he ran them while he was alive and set that up in his passing?
No, they were nonprofit then also.
Okay.
What is your thinking? Are you...
Well, it just came to mind. I said, well, who... I remember hearing the son of Lou Hill on, but I caught the program late, and I just, it was a question I always had in my mind, like, what is
okay.
the owners think of what's going on, but
okay.
now it's, there's, I thought...
We are the owners.
Right.
You are the owners.
Well, last question. What part did the union play in all of this, and what do they say? Because me being a union member in construction, I know the business agents talk to the owners and employers. The business agents, being from the union, talk very closely with the employers, the various contractors. So in this case, what do the unions say to the foundation, or are there any union members that are union
well,
who are a part of the part of the governing of the stations?
Well, it was very interesting what you raised. Here at WBAI, each station had its own internal dynamics. Here at WBAI, there was a move to, because it was thought by some of those folks who are no longer here, that if they were to bring in AFTRA, there was United Electrical Workers that were here before, but it was a belief that if they brought in AFTRA that they would be able to save themselves, and no matter whether there was any change, and many of them saw change coming, that AFTRA would safeguard their positions here at the radio station. So even as we speak now, as far as I know, there's no contract that has been signed with AFTRA, and the old UE contract is, we're operating under it, but there is no United Electrical Workers. So the unions don't have much say right now, although they will raise their heads if they feel that any of their membership is being treated unfairly, but they're not involved in the restructuring of the institution.
Okay. All right. Well, for now, that I'll digest that. And I mean, one last thing I'd like to say. So there's no people who are in the union that are on any have any seat in the governing bodies of the station.
Well, there might be people who belong to unions, but there are no unions that are part of the station. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Thank
okay.
you. Yeah.
All
thank
right.
you for now.
Thank mm-hmm.
you.
Okay. Let's see. Whoops, did I do that? Yes, I did. BAI, you're on the air. Hello? So that one isn't working, Grayson. This line here. BAI, you're on the air.
So I'm going to check in here on the program. First, we go to our good friend.
Okay. BAI, you're on the air. And you? A lot of phones waiting, but not getting through. BAI, you're on the
yes,
air.
Yes, yes. Please do not change the morning program with people calling in. I really don't need people dumping on their personal stuff. I like information in the morning. You're doing a good job. Fine. Okay?
Okay.
Some programs, perhaps, you know, there can be intercourse between ideas. But in the morning, I like good information.
Okay, I've got a question.
Yes.
Your opinion on the bylaws? Because we like good information, too.
Yes, yes. I really haven't seen it. I really haven't really listened to that part. I'll be very honest.
Okay, all
okay,
right.
I just want to be honest with you.
But you're entitled. You're
yeah.
a listening member. You're entitled.
I'm a listening member. You know, I gave some money the last time. I love the program. You know, I like all this, you know, everything I hear, the shows. And it's fantastic. You know, I can understand the afternoon where people are exchanging ideas. But in the morning, please.
Not while you're listening,
no,
right?
I'm not dumping in the morning. I'm just dumping personal stuff in the morning. Okay?
All right. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Oh. PAI, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Bernard, this is John. How are you?
Okay, John, how are you?
Fine, okay. I wanted to comment on the bylaws. Two things. Would it be possible to have some of the bylaw meetings broadcast over the radio for those of us who can't participate in person? Either we don't have transportation or it's kind of hard because of a disability or other factors.
Yeah, that can happen. Well, actually, if we have it here, it can happen. Because what happens is that we can tape it and play it.
Right.
But, you know, that would mean installing a line at the place that we're having it now. And I kind of like the idea that was raised by
Reverend
James
question.
About
by the way, I
all over the city.
Yeah.
Hear you so good. Could you turn the speaker up? Because I have my radio off.
Okay, how is this? Is that better?
It's better.
Okay.
Also, when it becomes time for a general vote for members to elect people, how will that be done in terms of people voting? Will it be done by mail, or does the people have to show up in person?
Well, those are some of the things that are being hammered out now.
Right. For example,
For example,
Monroe indicated that he might not come to a final vote, but might want to be able to vote. I know for a fact that, you know, the listeners who were in prison, when we had our fundraiser recently,
nice
we had a lot of people who called in and purchased memberships on behalf of prisoners who are, you know, very, very, very strong support for this population of our listeners. So.
Yeah.
As Bernard said, those are the kinds of things that really have to be, you know.
Well, I hope you come to some determination, because there's a lot of people out here that would like to participate in person, but sometimes can't get to every meeting or can't get to any meeting. And, you know, there's an important connection between the listeners and the station. And, you know, I've been a supporter for decades. I mean, I'm not going to go back, but like the 60s, you know, and I love the station, and I love the programming and the people, and I want to participate, and sometimes if I can't get to a meeting, I have to call up people or have somebody find something up on the computer and whatnot, so I think it's important to hammer that out or try to, you know, broadcast something or whatever.
Okay,
thank
John.
You.
Anyway, you're doing a fine job.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. The AI, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sandra. Long day for you, Bernard. I sent you a postcard this morning. I.O. Harrington, I'm so glad.
Wait here until it comes.
I.O. Harrington, I'm so glad you spelled your name, because I've heard you on the air and having an odd first name myself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I wish I could get everybody to spell names. About the bylaws, I'm not going to be as eloquent as John, who just called. There's a huge connection between us homebound, which I am 99%, and the radio and WBAI. So, two things. Could there be some more advanced publicity about when the meetings about the bylaws or whatever are going to be on the air? And I always urge, some would say nag, to remember those of us who are homebound. I mean, there's a huge number of people at home listening to WBAI because we're very bright. Well, many of us, we mirror the rest of the population.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not the first person to mention the need for diverse platforms.
Yeah, and a way to participate. I have listened. I really love the Pacifica National meetings on the air. I actually was able to get to a few minutes of the one on 44th Street in the morning. It was a thrill. It was very exciting because it was the day after the big vote. I think it was the 12th. But there are many of us who are not online either.
Right.
So whatever you can do over the radio, I've listened to almost every show, and I've been able to catch it if it hasn't been announced in advance. And I think it's great having it at different times. And is there a way to build in that, and I got this idea from Reverend James, to keep it somewhat simple so that we can build as we learn, and but also to build in the safeguards so we don't have another ugly coup. And Bernard, keep celebrating your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's coming up very, very soon.
I know. Bye-bye.
We'll have to do something about it. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi. First, I have to congratulate and say amen, amen, and amen to Brother James. He did so. He had some good thinking, good ideas, and I vote for him for whatever he wants to vote for.
I second that nomination.
Yeah. And the second thing is a compliment to the two of you for the courtesy that you showed. Oh my God, I've forgotten his name. Who's the one who has the fuss with Monroe?
Monroe.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciated the courtesy you showed him. He's been a longtime member, I gather, and apparently a very caring one. And I just, you know, you were polite and you were generous, and I wanted to appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, third thing. You mentioned something, Bernard, about you would have to tape the meetings about the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that surely, no matter what city the bylaw meetings are held in, somebody at this station must know somebody who's going to be there. And that somebody could certainly tape the proceedings and send them by Pony Express, send them by FedEx, send them by UPS. Send the tapes back to the station, and Bernard, because you are program director, you would be able to fit them in to the broadcast week and give sufficient notice so that perhaps a fixed time each week so that listeners would know.
Sufficient notice would be like three meetings later. But, you know, what happens is when...
No, when I say sufficient notice, I mean several announcements.
To preempt.
Already. Pardon?
You mean... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant to the person whose time slot he would be preempted, or to the listening audience as well?
To the listening audience.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
How you deal with the on-air person with that show, you know, I don't know how you do that. That's none of my business. But the audience needs more than just one or two announcements because
Got
we're
it.
Not all listening 24/7.
But well, we've heard some, I think, some very good ideas.
I think some excellent ideas.
Yeah, very good. I mean, everybody's talking about the need for different formats for allowing listeners to participate in the discussion, from
yeah.
off-site to taping and then airing it to the internet to there was something else that people mentioned, but
going out to having it in various parts of the
right,
city.
Right, going to different parts, and also the whole issue of how the vote will take place. I mean,
did anybody mention ESP yet?
You did just now, and we thank you for it.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, you did, huh? Another thing, there's a report to the listener coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it announced once, and I don't remember when it is. When is it? When is it, Bernard?
Wednesday morning
at
8:00.
8:00. The last couple of listener report to the listener have had no room for report from the listener. It's maybe the last 15 minutes that the phone is open to us.
You're right. In fact, what I'm going to try and do is see if we can start it at 7:30. All right?
All right.
Because you're right, because last time there was very little time for the listeners to have some input.
Yeah, I think it was like 10 minutes last time, something like that.
Okay.
And another thing, I'm almost out of my, almost run through my list.
I'm not sure we believe that, but go ahead. It's okay.
I'm not sure you're wrong. I find, as far as listener participation is concerned, that on this radio station, I don't know of any place now on the on this 24/7 where listeners may call and discuss WBAI. There is relatively little in the recent months. There's very relatively little opportunity for listeners to call in at all, and when they do have, there are a couple of shows that do. Okay, sometimes you do, Bernard, at like 6:15 in the morning. But Hugh Hamilton refuses to take calls about the station. And I don't know of any place else, actually, where there are...
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
If you can try, sure.
Okay, I'm trying.
Right.
Here's my try. Are you talking about that there's no place that this is outside of bylaws? You're just saying, like, if you have some thoughts about a particular program, or if you have some ideas about what might help the station work well, or if there's something that the station is not covering that you think that, you know, producers need to know about to, you know, is that what you're talking about? Just general?
This used to be, as of a couple of years ago, there were many places where you could call in and talk about the station. Either
so, for example.
Place it or knock it.
So, for example, if there was a bi-monthly delegate or assembly of members who met, you know, someplace where, you know, for a two-hour period where the show could be broadcast, that might be a place where not necessarily the only place, but that would be the kind of program that would offer or activity that would offer the listener an opportunity to talk about anything
provided they don't live in Ridgefield, New Jersey, or Poughkeepsie.
Are you saying there are some geographic restrictions to membership for WBAI?
No, I think there's some geographic restrictions to having a meeting at a place.
Oh, I see.
Which is, I thought, what you were talking about.
Okay, I got it.
Okay,
well. It used to be that there was on-air access from the listeners, and that seems to have just about disappeared. Bernard, why is that?
Well, there are a lot of reasons for that.
Okay.
I think that...
Name four.
One is the absence of free form, the absence of live radio. There was at one point when I used to listen to WBAI, and my whole background with BAI was through free form radio, which was a combination of both music and talk, and a lot of it was...
I'm almost your age. I know what you're talking about, yes.
A lot of it was listener-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever the listeners wanted to take the conversation, that's where it went. But now a lot of what we do is information-driven. People have done research on a particular topic. They have a guest, and they want to stick to that point.
And much of it is now on tape. There's far less live radio.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And then also, some producers are afraid. They're afraid to speak out. Many producers are really unaware of a lot of the dynamics that are unfolding, and they don't want to talk about it because they don't really know what is taking place. They have not attended many of the meetings. They can't talk with any authority about any of the things that have been happening. But perhaps we can get back to freeform live radio. It's a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know, be able to read your audience and be sensitive and witty and have music available so that you can chime in. Kind of thing that Bob Fass does.
But very,
now,
very well.
We got to get out of here.
All right, I'll say goodbye.
But thank you.
Talking about witty and charming, if you need me on the air, I'm happy to join you.
We got your number.
Bye.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. What are you going to be talking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, this is my plan anyway. We're looking to a decision being made by the or an agreement between the district attorney, the New York State Attorney General's office, and the City of New York Corporation Council on the state of the Green Thumb Gardens that are part of this lawsuit, where you know the Attorney General said, you know, you can't sell any of them, and they're working out an agreement. I don't know what all the terms will be, but it's really important for people involved in those 700 gardens all over the city of New York to talk to our listening audience about what's going on and how we need to remain united in order
what
to
time?
Keep those gardens. I'm going to be on tomorrow between 3 and 5, and people can call back. I'm going to be a substitute.
Okay.
Person and
substitute
not
teacher,
right, not an OJ but an IO.
Okay, I do want to thank you, IO,
thank
as
you.
Well as all of the people that called in this afternoon, and hopefully we've given you something to think about, and perhaps it may have stimulated you to show up at 75 Barrack Street tomorrow evening for the bylaws meeting. So thank you all very much. My name is Bernard White. Till next time, stay strong.
Do. Following is a list of events from the WBAI Community Bulletin Board.
On Saturday, August 31st, from 1 to 6 p.m., come to Local 32BJ, located at 101 Avenue of the Americas, one block north of Canal Street in Manhattan, to help decorate the Amnesty Float for the West Indian Day Parade. On Monday, September 2nd, help gather signatures at the parade in Brooklyn to call for amnesty and legalization for all immigrants. You can check in at the Reward Work Table on the northwest corner of Utica Avenue and Eastern Parkway. If you'd like additional information, call 212-388-3698. That's 212-388-3698.
Westchester-based singer, songwriter and music healer Sandy Kemmel will celebrate the release of her newest CD, Music in My Soul, with a benefit concert for the Phelps Hospice in Sleepy Hollow. The concert will take place on Saturday, September 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Irvington Town Hall Theater, 85 Main Street in Irvington, New York. A portion of the proceeds, as well as your donations of gently used CDs for the hospice's Music Healing Library, will be used to provide music for patients and their families. For reservations, call 914-591-6602. That's 914-591-6602.
Take a trip around the world in one day. The 17th International Cultures Parade, celebrating the miracle of unity and diversity, is happening on Sunday, September 8th at 2:30 p.m. on Madison Avenue between 42nd and 23rd Streets in Manhattan. This parade is sponsored by the International Immigrants Foundation and will include dancers, art, floats, music, and pageantry from Africa, the Middle East, Latin America, Europe, Asia, and the Caribbean. For more information, call 212-302-2222. That's 212-302-2222.
The Health and Wellness Ministry of the Congregational Church of South Hempstead is sponsoring a free homecoming festival and family day on Saturday, September 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. right at the church located at Woodland Drive and Long Beach Road in South Hempstead, Long Island. Activities will include games, poetry, nutritional information, health screenings, mini workshops, giveaways, music, dancers, and food. Everyone is welcome. For additional information, call 516-486-3626. That's 516-486-3626.
The New York Whale and Dolphin Action League is organizing a protest against the captivity, confinement, and exploitation of whales and dolphins, and against whaling and the Navy's use of low-frequency active sonar. This legal, permitted protest will take place on Friday, August 30th, from 3 to 8 p.m. in front of the New York Aquarium on Coney Island near the boardwalk entrance to the aquarium. For more information, call 914-793-9186. That's 914-793-9186.
This has been a list of events from the WBAI Community Bulletin Board.
Let us know what's going on in your community. Write to us at least 2 weeks in advance at WBAI, 120 Wall Street, 10th floor, New York, New York, 10005.
Or fax us at least 2 weeks in advance at 212-747-1698. That's 212-747-1698. I'm Evelyn Andino Rosa.
I'm Vajra Kilgour.
And I'm Victor Takeall.
Have